Across the globe, many indigenous groups are trying to preserve their culture. Few of them use rock music in the process. The Seri people live in the northern Mexican state of Sonora. Sonora, by the way, is the answer to our geo quiz today. This summer, a Seri rock band visited Washington. That's where reporter Eric Kneeler met some of its members.
None of the music at this summer's Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington had quite the volume or power of Hamat Kashin, Seri Indian for divine fire. The four-piece band took to the stage dressed in long-sleeve black shirts with red and yellow fringe, loose-fitting black trousers and face paint. It was a surreal scene at a festival more accustomed to strolling mariachis. Eduardo Diaz is director of the Smithsonian Latino Center, which brought Hamat Kashin to Washington last month.
They were actually authorized by the elders of the particular pueblo, of the community, to go ahead and use rock music as a way to preserve the language and to get more of the youth involved with its preservation, because there was a fear that the language would disappear.
Hamat Kashin played under a big canvas tent at the outdoor festival and one night at the Kennedy Center's Millennium Stage. While some folks scattered at the first guitar licks, others formed an impromptu mosh pit in front of the stage. It was a new audience for the 15-year-old band, which often tours Mexico and is now recording its second CD. Mayra Alejandra Valencia is a big fan of the group. She's a young Seri woman who came to Washington to demonstrate traditional weaving crafts at the Smithsonian Festival. She thinks the band has become a big hit by bringing together generations.
It's a good thing, because when the guys sing, everyone likes it. The kids, the teenagers, and the adults. Everyone.
Over the years, Hamat Kashin has grown in popularity throughout Sonora and in Mexico City, where they perform at punk clubs. Lead singer Francisco Molina is tall and handsome with straight black hair down to his waist, and like many lead singers, has a bit of an attitude both on stage and after his performance. Back home, he and the other members of the band are fishermen. They live along the Sea of Cortez in one of two remote villages that together are home to less than 500 Seri tribal members. Even though he speaks Seri, Molina says he doesn't always know the meaning of the songs he's singing.
Estamos diciendo palabras muy antiguas.
Molina says the band sings ancient words that are no longer used. He says they don't exactly know what they say, but they know it's important for the tribe to keep the words alive. Molina says the young people want the band to play their music in this way so that everyone experiences their culture. Israel Robles is the drummer and leader of Hamat Kashin. He started the band back in 1995 with the idea of incorporating ancient tales told by his grandparents with punk music he heard on borrowed cassette tapes. His favorite song tells the story of a pronghorned antelope in the desert.
Los cantos hablan de un berrendo. Entonces,
the lyrics are about an antelope with her baby. They're looking for something to graze on, and the little one gets lost, can't see the mother, but follows her footprints until they find each other again.
Robles says that apart from the food, he enjoyed his stay in Washington. He hopes that people get the band's message, even if the music can be a little rough around the edges.
Through our music, we want people to respect our language, our customs, and above everything, our lands. That's what I want to say.
For the world, I'm Eric Kneeler.
We're always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm David Barron. Thanks for listening.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Plowshares Fund, investing in peace and security worldwide, plowshares.org. the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, the Compton Foundation, and by the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and NASA, leading research on the Earth and its climate from the vantage point of space.
PRI, Public Radio International.